Hey friends, this is Peter, and I'm so excited to be launching The Growth Year, a limited 12-episode podcast that takes just minutes of your day. Today, we'll talk through how it all comes together, facing a fresh perspective, and how to build a stronger safety net for the future. Let's get started. When your responsibility to a job becomes obsolete, what then is your purpose? We've been conditioned since childhood to put the right puzzle pieces together, color inside the lines, and instead of embracing creativity as we age, we've held on to an identity tied to base-level achievement and assume linear path to success, and in turn, a false sense of stability and over-reliance on work as fulfillment. As mentioned in a previous episode, your purpose now becomes forging a new path forward in preparation for a future liftoff. This path is likely uncharted, but as you ask yourself and open up to the possibility that there has to be more out there, you'll start to see things differently. How you spend your time, what you prioritize, who you interact with will change. Patterns will emerge. Connections between seemingly unrelated moments in your life will suddenly click. And in the end, a fresh perspective will take shape. In my case, the saving grace came from a serendipitous place. Remember that final bow in college? In hindsight, it wasn't final. It was a reset. Since moving to New York from San Francisco at 30, 2 years post-kidney transplant, I slowly rebuilt my artistic career from the ground up. As a professional dancer, the projects I booked were set to open just days into my layoff. They gave me both a sense of purpose and a way to redirect my energy. Acting gigs throughout the year revealed a whole new side of performance I hadn't yet tapped into: commercial, TV, film, and live theater. And nurturing connections with visual artists and drawing groups since the pandemic gave me a whole other community, one that existed fully outside of my work life. It was exactly what I needed at exactly the right time. It was uplifting, and damn did my artistic community pull through. These short-term projects became paying opportunities and, when stacked, helped offset rent and major expenses. They helped me get by. Before we wrap in these final moments of our episode, I want to ask you a few questions. What communities or connections do you have outside of your day job that could support you in the event of a sudden layoff? What are you cultivating when it comes to a creative space or non-work outlet? If you had to do a hard reset tomorrow, or maybe you're in the thick of it today, what would you toss out first? What would you keep? If we open ourselves up beyond the binary of badging in and out, we can start to build a semi-comfortable safety net for the next time we're forced into a growth year. This episode was edited in part with the assistance of OpenAI's ChatGPT. Thanks for tuning into The Growth Year. The information shared on this podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute professional, legal, or financial advice. We encourage you to consult a qualified professional before making decisions related to your career, business, or personal development. All views expressed are those of the hosts and the guests and do not reflect any official position of their employers, past, present, or future, or organizations. By listening, you agree not to hold the host or guest liable for any decisions you make based on what you hear. See you next time.